We are back with part three of the all-time San Francisco 49ers draft. We've got 10 rounds down, still a ton of 49ers legends left on the board, and it's been fun to see the strategy from my partners here on Team Kroc and Team Winkler, how they have drafted. Let's see how the rest of it goes as the pickings do get a little bit slimmer as we go, and I can't wait to see how the rest of these rosters are built. Three teams worth in the all-time 49ers draft, part three, coming up right now.
You are Locked On 49ers, your daily San Francisco 49ers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On 49ers. Brian Peacock, Eric Crocker, and Nicholas Winkler with you here on another Winky Wednesday episode of Locked On 49ers. Not just any Winky Wednesday. We are on part three of the all-time San Francisco 49ers draft. In the first two parts, we've got 10 rounds down, and we're going to go another five-plus rounds today. We'll see how fast we can go. We're going to do 25 rounds of this thing, so it's going to start getting very difficult at the end, but I don't think it's going to be that hard in this episode because there's still so many great players, and we'll go through the picks once we get to Team Wink and Team Kroc here to start off round 11, and then Team Peacock will come through with the third and fourth picks today as we're doing snake-style drafts. And for those of you watching on YouTube, we'll pull up the draft board in a second. I do want to thank everybody first, though, for making Locked On 49ers your first listen here on the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. So if you are following along on YouTube, and if you're not, maybe YouTube is the place to go and subscribe and check out some of these episodes, including this one. So you've got the draft board up there so you can kind of see who everybody is selecting here in the all-time San Francisco 49ers draft 2022 edition. It's been a lot of fun so far. Team Winkler is on the clock in round 11 so far. Through the first 10 rounds, Team Wink has quarterback Joe Montana, Bryant Young, defensive tackle, running backs Frank Gore and Roger Craig back-to-back. I think that was the first real shocker picks, was when Roger Craig went off the board to the same team that Frank Gore was drafted by. Back-to-back rounds three and four. Then Deebo Samuel, the first current member of the San Francisco 49ers, selected in round five, Hall of Fame defensive end Fred Dean in round six, George Kittle in round seven, Bob St. Clair going very young and very old there in back-to-back rounds. Wink, I like it. You go old, then to the Hall of Famer, or they go young, current player, then Hall of Famer, young, current player, then Hall of Famer, Bob St. Clair, round eight, Dana Stubblefield, former defensive player of the year in round nine, and then cornerback from the dynasty era, Eric Wright in round 10. That brings us to round 11, Wink. Where are you going here?
I kind of want to keep you guys on your toes. You talk about there's a few thin positions out there, and I can think of one right offhand that plays right into what I'm doing here on offense. You got Frank Gore. You got Roger Craig lining up behind each other. You got George Kittle on one side. I'm going to line up Brent Jones on the other side. And, I mean, you guys are just – Joe Montana is going to have a field day against you guys. This is going to be amazing. I only need one wide receiver. I'm good. Let's go.
I thought you were going to take another running back. I was like, well, which running back is he going to take? Because you kind of got to use Craig as your fullback. Because I was thinking, was he going to go like, you know, Juice or Rathman or something fullback? But you already got two running backs. So, all right. So we're doing Brent Jones. Love it. Tight end.
Brent Jones. Growing up, you just you see 84. You know what it means, right?
Oh, yeah. Just dependable. Always open. He was the perfect player for that West Coast offense and great personality to boot. Love me some Brent Jones. You do not have to talk me into that pick. Love it. All right. This is Team Crocker through 10 rounds. I can't wait to hear from Team Kroc and find out what mercenary he drafts here with this team of most of these players were drafted by the 49ers. I like the way Kroc is going, but going by the rules, this is a powerhouse team because a lot of these guys played at a very high level, even if they weren't drafted by the San Francisco 49ers originally. Steve Young, not drafted by the 49ers. That was his pick in round one. Terrell Owens, round two. Deion Sanders and Jimmy Johnson, back-to-back Hall of Fame corners in round three and four. Trent Williams, offensive tackle, round five. Alden Smith, defensive end, round six. Merton Hanks, safety in round seven. Garrison Hurst, the running back in round eight. Fred Warner in round nine. And Anquan Boldin at wide receiver. A little bit of a surprise there, I think, in Hurst and Boldin with those picks, probably for some listeners, in round 10. So 10 rounds down, Kroc. How are you starting off part three here in round 11?
Yeah, we're going with a guy that was not a mercenary or wasn't a – picked off of another roster or traded for or free agent. This guy that was not only drafted by the 49ers, but played 15 years for the San Francisco 49ers and was a part of four championship teams, Super Bowl winning teams. We're going Jesse Sapolo. We're going in the middle of that offensive line there, going guard and center.
Yeah, it's a valuable pick. You could put him in either one. I like it.
Was I muted again? Sorry. Yeah. I don't know whether to put I keep muting my microphone so you can't hear my typing because I got to type so many names here on the draft board. Yeah, Sapolu. I'm going to put OL next to his name because I don't know if he's going to be center or guard for Team Crocker. We got to see how the rest of that roster is built there. I like it, Croc. And I got to say, part of my strategy here was to go run offensive line, and really put you guys up against it with your fronts. And Sapolu was going to be one of those guys. So that was a very good pick. But there was another all-time interior guy in Randy Cross that I'm going to take right here. And
another OL.
Yeah, another OL. He is probably going to be a center on my roster because the next guy I'm going to take is a Hall of Fame player, and he did not originally start with the 49ers, but Larry Allen still played at an insanely high level with the 49ers, and he's going to play guard. So I do have a center, a guard, and an offensive tackle with Cross and Allen to go with Joe Staley now on Team Peacock, building that offensive front to go with a beastly defensive line as well. And I am going to win the trenches against Team Croc and Team Wink, even though I still do not have a quarterback. Obviously, on Team Peacock's roster, but I've got a plan there still.
Or running back.
I have a fun fact about Larry Allen. All right. So I have these shorts on right now. Yeah, see these purple shorts I have on. That's Tokay High School. Larry Allen actually attended my alma mater for a brief period of time. And not only did he attend my alma mater, Tokay, he also, for a brief period of time, attended Edison High School, where I coached Allen Stockton for a brief period of time. So just fun fact, didn't he move somewhere else? So, he was kind of all over. He got stabbed 15 times in like the neck and head or something like that. So I had to move from LA, found his way in Stockton, kind of bumped and moved around a little bit, then finished like somewhere else, high school, and then played at a small university. But yeah, interesting path for Larry Allen that has some Stockton roots. Who knew?
Sonoma State. Larry Allen went to Sonoma State, and that was what year was he drafted? 93, something like that? 93, 94 maybe? And then Sonoma State lost their football program. There was a guy I went to high school with who was supposed to go play football at some point in the 90s, because late 90s, like, yeah, I went to school at San Francisco State. We didn't have a football program. There were football programs for a lot of those, you know, Cal State schools that kind of just stopped having football programs. And Larry Allen was so good, he shut down the whole thing, I think. I don't know what happened there. But, Larry Allen. I mean, Larry Allen wasn't the Cowboys version of Larry Allen, but he was still so good with the 49ers. He was a monster. So I couldn't wait too long to draft Larry Allen there. So I feel good about my offensive line. And it was between Cross and Sapolu. I feel a little bit closer to Sapolu just because he was such a longtime 49er. I would probably have gone Sapolu over Cross, but those were my centers. So once Sapolu was gone, I had to go Randy Cross there. So Cross and Larry Allen for Team Peacock to go with Jerry Rice in the first round, Ronnie Lott in round two, Charles Haley coming off the edge in round three, Patrick Willis in the middle of that defense in round four. Got Joe Staley round five, Nick Bosa round six, and round seven came back with Justin Smith on my interior, my defensive line. Legendary receiver, the late Dwight Clark in round eight, Navarro Bowman linebacker to pair with Willis in round nine, Tim McDonald a safety in round 10, and now Cross and Allen in rounds 11 and 12. So now we've got you all caught up in what's going on in the first 11 plus rounds of the all-time San Francisco 49ers draft. Croc is on the clock next in round 12. Which way are you going here, Crocky?
I'm going back as far as it gets, as far as you can go with the 49ers organization.
Don't take my guy. You can't take
his guy. Take his guy.
When I say as far back as you can go, we're talking about a guy that was all pro offensive lineman, all pro defensive lineman, the first ever pick for the San Francisco 49ers. We're going with Leo Nomalini. Let's go. O-line, D-line, all pro at both positions. Let's go.
That's a great pick, Croc. And he was definitely on my list of players to draft. I thought you guys might let him slip down to me another round here. Leo Namalini, Leo the Lion. And then he became like a pro wrestler too. Yep. My favorite stat for Leo Namalini, even though he was, I mean, the best stat is that he was the first ever draft pick for the San Francisco 49ers in 1949. And then I don't think they even played until 1950. For some reason, there was a draft the year before they even started playing football. I guess they had to populate those rosters. First ever San Francisco 49ers Hall of Famer in 1969. But my favorite stat with him is that he played 14 years for the 49ers. He was an all-pro on the offensive line, all-pro on the defensive line. He played 14 years of consecutive games, 174 consecutive football games. That's pretty nuts.
Iron Man. Yeah. That's crazy. That's when they had those leather helmets, too.
Yeah, I mean,
that's wild.
It's going back a little ways. Yeah, 1950 to 1963 was his career. Pretty amazing. All right.
It's a good pick.
Team Wink is – I got to put him on the draft board there. Team Wink now in round 12, and then you've got the first pick in round 13, too. Back-to-back selections for you, Wink. But first, we've got to go break. I got to make sure I put Leo Namalini's name. Is he playing offensive line or defensive line? Is he going to play both ways for you, Kruk?
He's playing both.
Okay. Well, hey, he played every game for 14 years going both ways. So I guess he can do it here in this fictional world as well. I'm not going to put it past him. Hall of Fame San Francisco 49ers, the first ever draft pick of the San Francisco 49ers. I love that one. Let's find out which way. I spelled his name wrong. It's not Namalino.
Namalino!
And we'll find out which direction Wink is going next after I let the folks out there know about Blue Nile. If you are looking for that special gift for that special someone, you can go to BlueNile.com and they will take care of you 24/7. They've got expert advice on hand, a legendary service with 30-day returns. At BlueNile.com, you can celebrate all of life's special moments, from creating the custom engagement ring of her dreams to gifting a classic and timeless jewelry piece, all at prices you won't find at a traditional jeweler. Blue Nile has a simple online tools that let you choose the diamond shape, size, clarity, as well as setting style. Blue Nile's bench jewelers will then handcraft her perfect engagement ring. Each ring is truly one of a kind, and not just engagement rings either at BlueNile.com. Any kind of classic jewelry or timepiece. You've got cocktail rings, diamond jewelry, gemstone necklaces, anything you can think of for the special person that you are buying for in your life. Make your moment sparkle with jewelry from BlueNile.com, and Locked On 49ers listeners will get $50 off purchases of $500 or more. This podcast exclusive includes engagement. Use promo code Locked On. That is promo code Locked On. Plus, every order is insured, ships free, and arrives in discreet packaging that won't give away what's inside. So shop stress-free and find your forever peace. Go to BlueNile.com today. All right, we're back at it. Let's bring up that draft board here. Team Wink is on the clock in round 12. Where are we? Round 12, right? Yeah. And I'm interested. You got a funny look on your face, Wink. Like you're about to drop something on us. Are you really excited about what's about to happen with your back-to-back picks in round 12 and 13?
I mean, I'm excited just as a 49er fan, because both these guys just kind of bring up one when I was really young. You know, and it just, it's a name that you just never forget. You know, I used to go to, in Stockton, I don't know if you ever went to these, Croc, but they had those basketball games, you know, where the 49ers would come and play. And yeah, and this guy, the first time I heard his name was actually at one of those. And I was like, oh, wait, I know that name. How do I know it? And then I thought back to some Super Bowl times. And I'm talking about a four-time Super Bowl winner with the 49ers. I need somebody at linebacker. I'm going Keena Turner.
Disappeared off the screen with that one.
I know. I'm not sure if he was really disappointed or really excited at what just happened.
Nah, he was next. He was next.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Keena Turner got a funny story, man. When I was a kid, I used to go to UOP and hide in this little area, and I would get a bunch of autographs. And I tried to get Keena Turner's autograph, and he said, "Son, do you even know who I am?" And I'm like, no, but I know you're part of the 49ers. That's what I'm thinking. And, you know, I'm in like 7th, 8th grade.
Did he flash his four rings?
And he's like, well, go home, find out who I am. First of all, we didn't have cell phones back then. We didn't have Google, all that type of stuff. But I had a 49ers plaque, and it was a Super Bowl plaque. I don't even know where I got it from. And I looked, and I'm looking at their faces. Boom, I spotted him. Got his name, Keenan Turner. So I went, you know, training camp, you're going back up there every day. Went back up there, saw him. I said, you are Keenan Turner. He said, yes, I am. Gave me his autograph. And I told him this story when I saw him when I was covering 49ers at training camp. And I'm out there on the field, and I see him, and I told him about that story.
That's great. All right, guys. So it's time to get back on the offensive side here. Round 13. I need to keep building my offensive line. This is a guy that near and dear to my heart, because when I played in high school, I was a guard when I started, right? And then our fullback went down. So then I had to switch to fullback. So this is a guy that changed the position of guard. He all of a sudden, Bill Walsh was like, you know what? I'm going to put this guy in the backfield. I'm going to have him lead block for my running backs anytime we need to get 1 yard or right at the goal line. So I want a guy that, as a 49er fan growing up, you knew this name, Guy McIntyre. He is my guard, my left side of the line now, fully set.
You scared me for a little bit there. You know, I thought you were going in the direction I'm going in.
Oh, okay.
Which is fullback Tom Rathman.
Ah, so yes.
Here we go. I need a lead blocker for my guy, Garrison Hurst. Rathman, all-time 49er, great. 49er coach, great. He's the guy. And you had me worried a little bit there. I'm like, oh, my gosh, you just take Kenny Turner from me. I was taking those guys back-to-back. But there we go. I was able to still get Tom Rathman.
Good pick.
I love that. We're in that dynasty zone, man. Keenan Turner, Guy McIntyre, Tom Rathman, back to back. Tom Rathman, back to back to back. The tongue twister picks there for Team Wink and Team Crocker. Love those selections. All right. So I've got
real two quick. How many rounds are we doing again? Total?
25 total rounds.
Okay. Just make sure.
We get a couple, of reserve spots in there.
Yeah.
So you can you can even get a little nickel personnel if you need to. Depending on how you want to do things with those extra pieces.
Croc. He got the yep.
He got the yep. He knows.
Head nod going.
He's like, oh, cool. I get to draft three more corners.
Right.
Okay. Here we go. Team Peacock. And speaking of corners, actually. No, I'm not going to do corners yet. There's still some players that just got to be taken off the board here. And there's a player that's going to complete my defensive line, and I didn't think he was going to be here this long. And I know he, for a lot of 49ers fans, he didn't play long enough as a San Francisco 49er, but the dude was awesome while he was here, and I'm going DeForest Buckner.
Yeah, that's a good one.
My defensive line. And essentially, this pick for me seals it, because I don't care who you guys have on offense, because your run game's not working and your pass game's not working, because I got Haley and Bosa off the edge. I got Justin Smith and DeForest Buckner coming from inside.
No, that's a mean D-line. That is a nasty defensive line. I won't lie.
Feeling pretty good about that. But I do also need to cover people. And so for that reason, Eric Davis. Eric Davis is going to be my next pick in round 14 here. Because I don't have any corners yet. And I've got amazing safeties. I got linebackers. I got defensive linemen. But I don't have any cover guys yet on the outside. So I got to make sure I at least have a couple of legendary capable corners. And Eric Davis is one of those. And I feel good about Eric Davis in round 14 for Team Peacock.
I like it. ED. Mm-hmm. ED. I'm going to go in a different direction here. And I know you guys were thinking, like, why are you asking? You want nickel personnel guy out there? And maybe we'll get there. But right now, no, I'm going offense, and I'm going with a third receiver. I'm going John Taylor. Mm-hmm. I had to circle around. And again, I'm stealing them just in case any of y'all had any ideas here. My three receiver set, we're good. I got the speed guy. I got T.O., who's the do-it-all guy. I got the nasty guy in Anquan Boldin, man. I am set at the receiver position.
Yeah, yep. not gonna lie to you. He was my next pick, so you made it even. You I took Keenan Turner. You took John Taylor. We're square.
Yeah,
I thought about taking John Taylor multiple times earlier, and I kind of just had to go in a different direction every time. And since I already had two wide receivers and Jerry Rice, I mean, John Taylor would have probably been selected by me if the first round went differently and I had quarterback early and didn't have Jerry Rice. But having Jerry Rice really made me feel like I could kind of wait on wide receivers, and then went with Dwight Clark a little bit later there. But I love the John Taylor pick. Yeah, and Croc can definitely go three wide here. When you go three wide, Croc, you're going to put Rathman in the backfield to help you pass protect, and he can catch a little bit too, or do you go Garrison Hurst in the backfield, or do you just go nobody in the backfield?
No, we go Hurst. You know, Hurst is a guy who, like I said, in that prime season where he had, you know, over 2,000 yards of offense between rushing and receiving. He had almost 600 yards receiving. So that's a guy that can pass catch out the backfield.
Mm-hmm. Like it. We got Team Wink here in round 14. We're going to do round 14, take a break, and then do a few more rounds on part three of the all-time San Francisco 49ers draft. But let's finish up round 14 with Team Winkler here. You went Dynasty era with four straight picks in Eric Wright, Brent Jones, Keenan Turner, Guy McIntyre. Are you going to stick with those teams?
I am, a little bit. I mean, I'm going to stick with that a little bit later than those guys. You know, a little bit, you know, I'm talking about a guy who everybody remembers as a 49er fan, a guy that used to just beat up the goalpost, right? I need somebody that's going to smack people in the mouth in that middle linebacker position. Ken Norton Jr., let's go.
I like it. Ken Norton Jr. There's no shortage of all-time linebackers for the 49ers. There's, you know, I mean, there was quarterbacks. Everyone thinks about the West Coast offense and Bill Walsh and now Kyle Shanahan and running games and passing games. But, man. How many teams have better linebackers in their history? Look at some of the linebackers we've had come off the board now. Ken Norton all the way down around 14. He should go higher, but there was other players like Fred Warner and Navarro Bowman and Patrick Willis, you know, that are going even earlier. So pretty crazy. And there's still more really good linebackers in 49ers history that are on the board. We'll see if they come off the board soon in the all-time San Francisco 49ers draft. But how about we talk a little bit about a subject that is near and dear to my heart, and that is Built Bars and the new mud pie flavor of Built Bars that you can find at built.com. So you're not sure what a mud pie tastes like? Well, if you're a chocolate fan, you better sit down for this one. The new mud pie bar is rich whipped cream and chocolate mousse smothered in 100% real chocolate and topped with cookies and cream crumble. That is what a mud pie bar is. And there's two different versions of the mud pie at built.com. There is the traditional mud pie flavored Built Bar, but there's also the mud pie puff. If you are a fan of the Built Puff bars, you can get the mud pie flavor of that as well. All you've got to do is visit built.com to try that deliciousness out yourself, and you don't have to satisfy taste for eating healthy. Those mud pie bars, only 150 calories, but with 16 grams of protein. I mean, that is absurd, and it's almost silly how the folks at Built are able to put together these delicious Built Bars that taste so good, yet are still healthy for you. Tons of other flavors of Built Bars at Built.com. You can get a mixed box of Built Bars as well. Just go to Built.com and use promo code LOCKED15 to get 15% off your order. That is promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at Built.com. Okay, Team Winkler is back on the clock. We are in round 15 now in the all-time San Francisco 49ers draft. Let's finish up part three of this thing, and then we'll come back, and I think maybe part four we'll be able to do the whole thing. But round 15, Wink, where are you going with this pick? You went Ken Norton in round 14, Guy McIntyre before that, Keenan Turner before that, and you started off this episode with Brent Jones. So you're staying in the dynasty era of 49ers, the Super Bowl era of 49ers. A lot of rings in that group. Now where are you going here in round 15?
Another guy wearing a ring, at least one, right? We're talking about I got one tackle on one side. I'm trying to build up this offense where I got two running backs, two tight ends. I need Harris Barton. I want a guy that's going to protect my quarterback. Joe Montana is going to lead block for all my guys. Like, this is, guys, come on. How are you going to let me get Harris Barton this late? Come on.
That was my next pick. So now I like 100%. Once you say offensive line, you'll see my face change when you.
Yeah,
when
I saw it. I was watching. Yeah. It just made me feel even better.
Everybody on YouTube, go back. And I'm glad I didn't have the draft board up for that. So you can be able to zoom in and watch Fox face as Wink starts talking about Harris Barton as the selection. I love that when someone steals your guy. Because, you know, do you remember way back? It feels like ages ago, Wink, in episode one, Croc's doing dances every time we pick somebody. Because we left that guy for him that Croc wanted to draft. And all of a sudden, when I went Charles Haley, Patrick Willis back-to-back, Croc hasn't been the same since.
Yeah,
we took him off his draft board, and I don't know if he's really ever recovered.
That was tough. I'm not going to lie. That was tough. But we rebound well around here. All right, definitely that was a guy that we wanted. But we're still going to go with a three-time Super Bowl champion, two-time All-Pro, offensive tackle as well. So I'm still good there. Won multiple Super Bowls with the 49ers. All right, we're talking about Steve Wallace, offensive tackle. So I'm good. He's got the, you know, number 74 over there at right tackle. I got Trent Williams at left tackle. The interior, man, we are pretty loaded there in the interior of that offensive line there with Sapolo, Lomelini. I mean, you know, we're feeling good about where we're at right now.
It's a good pick. I like the offensive lineman selections here. I think all of them have been nice value because it's easy in 49ers history to draft the flashy players, but sometimes you forget about how much how many really good offensive linemen, how many important pieces there were. And it's going to be hard at the end of this thing to scrap together, I think, 15. I mean, you don't have to scrap together. There's 15 good offensive linemen, obviously, in 49ers history, but it'll be a little bit more difficult as go along to fill out those last few offensive line spots. So I like all those picks there. I like Barton. I like Steve Wallace. But my offensive line is looking pretty good. I'm not too worried about it right now. There's a couple of other players that are going to be ending up on the Team Peacock roster on the offensive line, but not with this pick. And I don't even think I need to make this pick right now. But I'm going to make these back-to-back picks, even though I think these players, just based on the draft board, are going to be there for me for a while. But I'm going to go to the offensive side of the ball, and I've built such a powerhouse defense. I just want to add a little bit more juice to the offensive side of the ball. And so I'm going to draft my tight end just to make sure that one of you guys don't take my tight end from me, and I'm going to go Vernon Davis here in round 15.
I was going to take him just so I'd have all the tight ends.
Yeah, well, you tried to do that at running back too. But you left a running back. Both of you guys left a running back for me as well. And so I'm going to go Ricky Running Waters as my running back, who was a dynamic runner and receiver out of the backfield. So I want to make sure, even though I think I could have waited maybe potentially on Ricky Waters for a little bit, in round 16, I am going to draft my running back, and it is Ricky Waters. And I'm going to have a little bit of fun on my offense now with Vernon Davis and his speed going down the seam, and, of course, Jerry Rice and Dwight Clark on the outside.
Nice. I like what you did there.
Yeah.
But that doesn't stop what we got going on with the San Francisco 49ers, Team Crocky.
All right, Team Crocky. And
we're getting back to that defensive lineman line. I got a couple guys there right now, Alden Smith. I got Nomalini, who can play in the interior, but I'm going with another defensive tackle here. We're going with Michael Carter, three-time Super Bowl champion, three-time first-team All-Pro, also made a second-team All-Pro, went to multiple Pro Bowls. I think this is maybe one of the underrated guys of the San Francisco 49ers dynasty and Super Bowl. So Michael Carter, let's go.
Good. I like that.
You picked DeForest Buckner. Buckner couldn't. He didn't do any of this.
Yeah, Buckner is not shaped like Michael Carter. Michael Carter plays a different brand of football than DeForest Buckner. I'm not too worried about stopping the run with my tackles. But, yeah, if you want a nose tackle, the best in 49ers history, Michael Carter. That's the guy.
He also won a silver in shot put in 1984 Olympics.
Well, Winks was doing his research on Michael Carter. That's how you know you just took someone from Winks' board.
Cross him off.
All right, here we go. Let's go through a couple more rounds. Round 16, finish it up with Team Winkler. Which way are you going here, Team Wink?
How about another Hall of Famer? What do you guys think about that? There's still Hall of Famers out there for the 49ers in round 16. I'm talking about a seven-time Pro Bowler. Linebacker, Dave Wilcox. Put it up.
Dave Wilcox, I don't know how. He shouldn't be on the board still. Hall of Famer for the 49ers. He just gets lost in the conversation of all-time great 49ers. Nobody
talked about
it. You
mentioned it. Yeah, you mentioned it last pick, right?
Yeah.
Ken Norton Jr., you know? Yeah, I mean, there's so many linebackers from this 49ers history. This is a guy that, yeah, it was the 60s and 70s. You know, yeah, it was before our time. Let's be honest. But the history's still there. You know, we still got one of the best that's ever done it in football. That's why he's in the Hall of Fame.
Love it. Love that pick there of Dave Wilcox in round 16. You're back on the clock to start off round 17, Team Wink. Mm-hmm. Now which direction are you going? I know it's hard when you go back to back. It's not, though.
It's easy. We're talking about my guys, too, right? We're talking about guys that have had great seasons. Not necessarily the entire career, but a great season. And this guy, we just lost in the offseason, and it hurt. It hurt me a lot. This is a guy that I got on the show talking about too many penalties. This Tomlinson guy, man, he's killing it, and not in a good way. And he turned it around, And Lakin Tomlinson had himself an amazing year last year. He is my guard. My offensive line looking fantastic right now. Love it.
I love Lakin Tomlinson because he won you over. Because early 49ers career, Lakin Tomlinson, Wink was so mad. The most Wink in the stinks there ever were for Lakin Tomlinson. Not because of his play, because of the penalty flags that he was getting. Many. And it was killing drives. And he turned it around, and he won you over. He won your heart, Wink. So much so that you're drafting him here on your all-time 49ers roster at guard. Played 100% of the snaps for the 49ers. Going to be tough to replace on that 2022 roster. I like it.
Yeah, just he just cost too much. I get it. And that's because he had such an amazing couple of years there for the 49ers.
Well, I'm going with a guy here that the 49ers also lost because I don't think they could afford to pay him. We're talking about a guy who was a Pro Bowl on the back end. All-Pro safety for the San Francisco 49ers, a guy that took the ball away. 2011 had 6 interceptions. 2012 had another 4 interceptions. 2009, he had 4 picks. We're talking about a guy who was really taking the ball away out there, and he earned the nickname the Hawk. Going with Deshaun Goldson, one of my all-time favorite San Francisco 49er players.
Good pick. Wow, I thought he was going to drop a little further.
I didn't. Oh, yeah. You took another one of Wink's guys. I did not see that one coming, Croc. Deshaun Goldson. Okay.
Yeah, he's one of my favorite. And I mean, if it were up to me, I would have took him a long time ago. But love him. I mean, we're talking about a guy who maybe couldn't play at a high level in today's day and age because he just, you know, he was laying the hammer on guys. But
too many
and
fines
that's what
now.
He's mostly notable for. People are like, oh, he's a big time hitter, but he was bad in coverage. Like, dude, we haven't had a safety take the ball away like he did. Since I don't even know when. Like, when's the last safety to really take the ball away? And he did it at a high clip, as well as knock guys out to where they were scared to go over the middle.
And Goldson came out as he was a corner, too, coming out of college, right? So he could cover a little bit. I think that was underrated because he was such a good hitter.
Yeah, you definitely own the secondary there, Croc. No doubt about it.
I don't know if he really owns the secondary when I'm running out there with Ronnie Lott, the best player in the secondary in 49ers history, even better than Deion Sanders. When I'm running out there with Tim McDonald next to him, when I've got Eric Davis, who's got a ring on his finger.
And I love Lott. But...
And how about this guy, Richard Sherman, to be the corner on the other side?
2019 was a pretty fantastic year.
Nobody is throwing on this team with that pass rush and that group in the secondary. And I might only play 10 guys on defense and just play everybody else on offense at this point because this is kind of crazy. This is kind of scary with the team I'm putting together on the defensive side of the football. Okay. Well, I just drafted a running back the round before, but I'm going to come back with a guy who was listed as a fullback in the $1 million backfield. He is a Hall of Fame player that should have gone probably before Ricky Waters, but I just wanted to throw Ricky Waters out there. Because I remember his ability to catch the football, but really the guy who should have gone before him is Joe the Jet Perry. And he's going to pair in my backfield. He can play a little fullback, little tailback. I can go single back with either Waters or Perry. I can put them both back there together. I'm going with Hall of Fame running back here, Joe Perry in round number 18 to finish off my backfield, which brings up once again, Team Crocker, with the second pick of round 18.
And we're staying in the secondary here. You know, we got Deshaun Goldson. Now I'm going with my nickel. All right. This guy that can come down. Another guy that took the ball away. 32 career interceptions, most of them with the San Francisco 49ers. He's actually fifth. So I got Deion, who we know what he does. We got Merton Haynes. He's up there. We got Jimmy Johnson. He's up there. I mean, we're talking about guys that are top 5 in interceptions for the 49ers for their career. And now we got Dwight Hicks, 2-time Super Bowl champion, made the All-Pro, 4-time Pro Bowler. All right, let's go. He's going to play.
Had a pick in Super Bowl 16. That was big.
I'm just going to put DB next to Dwight Hicks' name because he can do a lot for Team Crocker's defense. Dwight Hicks and the Hot Licks, right?
Let's go.
I think that's what they called him.
That sounds right.
I like it. I like that a lot. All right, Team Wink. This is the last pick today, Wink. Pick 18 in the all-time San Francisco 49ers draft for Team Winkler. What direction are you going here?
I'm going to stick on the defensive line. I'm going to stick where, again, where I'm just kind of, I feel like I'm good on the offensive line. I'm good on the defensive line. We're going to smack you guys in the mouth. That's what we do on Team Winkler. Give him a guy that had seasons of sacks 11, 12, 15 in a row. Chris Dolman. Let's go.
Yeah, Chris Dolman. He was sort of like the late career for the 49ers, but still playing at such a high level, sort of like the defensive end version of what Richard Sherman was, because late career Richard Sherman still was awesome when he was on the 49ers. And and you get the peak version of that player when he played for the 49ers, which is pretty darn good in round 18 to be able to get a player of Chris Dolman's caliber. Okay, 18 rounds in the books. We'll finish it up with the fourth and final episode of the all-time San Francisco 49ers draft. We're going 25 rounds in this thing. I'm not even typing it in correctly. I'm trying to type and speak at the same time as I put things into the spreadsheet here, into the draft board. So we've got 7 more rounds of this thing to go. Rounds 19 through 25 coming up. Ooh. Next Wednesday, and then we will really be able to look at these rosters and everybody will be able to vote on whose all-time 49ers squad is the best. Is it Team Winkler? Is it Team Crocker? Is it, and we all know it is, Team Peacock? Let us know what you like so far through 18 rounds at BD Peacock, at Eric_Crocker, at Bay Area Wink on Twitter or in the YouTube comments. And thanks, everybody, for making Peacock or making the Locked On 49ers podcast your first listen every day. For your second listen, check out the Peacock and Williamson NFL show. Check out Eric Crocker on the Locked On NFL Draft podcast. Croc and I back tomorrow right here. Locked On 49ers.
See you.